You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Don't you want to know what the secret is to success, to being established? You know, God's word tells us specifically what that is. And I think about this. I think about so many people are wanting success in their life, you know, but also see people that get established. You know, they get established, but then for some reason, once they're established, they don't reach success. So what success would be in that particular business or ministry or relationship, whatever that is. And God tells us in His Word very specifically how we're to be established and how we're to reach success. It makes me think about specifically about a king, this particular king of Israel. He was king of Judah. His name is Jehoshaphat. And you had king of Israel. His name was Ahab. And so you had these two kings. And of course, King Jehoshaphat was established by God. You know, King, even Ahab was established by God in the lineage of what was going on. And King Ahab kind of went his own way. He did his own thing. He, you know, didn't do what was right. He didn't succeed. He provoked God. He did things that God was just so upset with that literally God was about to just take him off the face of the earth. Well, King Jehoshaphat was in Judah, and he was pleasing to God, and he was established by God. And God specifically let everyone know, and Jehoshaphat knew this, that Ahab had made decisions that created, you know, he provoked God. And yet, Jehoshaphat still, even though God felt this way about Ahab, he went and married his daughter to one of Ahab's sons. He would go down and have meals with them. You know, even Paul says, you know, he's talking to the church, he says, you know, be careful who you're having a meal with. And so he went down and had a meal, and of course, Ahab, you know, is a provoker, and he's a manipulator and all these kind of things. And so what he's doing, he's trying to manipulate Jehoshaphat to get him to go to war with him. And so he has this big meal planned out, and he gives him a big feast, and Jehoshaphat goes down to have this meal. And right during the finishing the mealtime, Ahab says, you know, you're all family, of course, but just because you're family doesn't mean you're right. And so Ahab wasn't right, even though they were all Jews and God has separated the kingdom. And so Jehoshaphat's going like, yeah, we're one, we're together, you know, your people's my people, we're family, you know, we're meant to be together. And so Ahab just goes and says, listen, we're about to go to war, and I really would like for you to go to war with us. And Jehoshaphat immediately goes, yes. You know, he's gotten himself so intertwined with that which God hates, is very upset with what happened with Ahab. As a matter of fact, he's about to take Ahab off the face of the earth. And think about this. God is about to remove, he's within days of ending the life of Ahab, and Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, is making a deal with the enemy of God. Crazy, isn't it? So, and he already should have known this. And he did know it, but he's doing it anyway. And so then, but Jehoshaphat says this. He says, you know, I'd like to see some prophets. Send some, and prophets are people that hear the voice of the Lord. And Amos chapter 3, I believe it says that God doesn't do anything unless he makes it known to his prophets first, and the prophets reveal it. So Ahab goes and gathers a whole bunch of prophets. But guess what? The devil's got prophets. Ahab had prophets, religious prophets. There's nobody more religious than Jezebel and Ahab, right? But they're not right with God. And so they call for these prophets to come down, and they come down, and they say, oh, you will do good, you'll do wonderful. Go ahead, Ahab, you'll have victory, and told him everything he wants to hear. Jesus even said, beware when everybody talks well of you. This is how they treated the false prophets. And so you think about this, and so Jehoshaphat says, wait a minute, is there another prophet around? And there was this true prophet that Ahab hated, because a true prophetic word would come, and the truth would be revealed, like, Ahab, you're doing the wrong thing, you're worshiping false gods, you're provoking me. And all Ahab had to do was just repent, but he didn't. So he just got prophets that would tell him what he wanted to hear. You ever seen those folks like, I don't like what I'm hearing at this church. I want to find a church that's going to agree with the idols in my heart, right? And that's what Ahab was doing. So, but Jehoshaphat did call for another prophet. And the prophet that heard from the Lord that Ahab kind of just sequestered and put off brought him in. And all of a sudden, the first thing he said was, yeah, whatever Ahab wants, it's going to happen for him. And then Ahab says, listen, I told you don't ever lie to me. You tell me the truth. And he says, well, surely as this thing's going on, you're going to die. You're going to go out there. Israel's going to be scattered, and you're going to die. Your blood's going to be let out on the field. So Jehoshaphat heard the word of the Lord about what's going on. Guess what? He still went into battle with Ahab. And this is one thing you have to understand to be successful. You've got to listen to the voice of God. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he said, even after hearing this true word, he went ahead and said, I'll go in battle with you. So it didn't matter what God was saying. It didn't matter what the preacher was preaching. It didn't matter what the prophet was prophesying. It didn't matter what the teacher was teaching. He was going to do it anyway. Guess what? You're not going to have success if you don't listen to the voice of God. And so what he did was, Ahab turns to Jehoshaphat, these two kings, and he says, listen, I'm going to go undercover. I'm going to go undercover, but you stay fully dressed like a king. Don't worry about it. We'll go out here. And Jehoshaphat's so blinded because he's not listening. Yes, he's established. Both of them are established. But they're not going to have success if they don't do the second thing we'll be talking about in a moment. So they go out to battle. And, of course, the God has the enemy come in. And the only reason the enemy's coming in is to remove leadership. The only reason the enemy's coming in is to take out the king Ahab. That's the only reason. But guess what? The only one dressed like a king, the one that was in covenant with Ahab, he went out to battle and they started coming after him. And so he was in covenant with Ahab, saying, your people's my people, we're going to fight this war together, we're together as one. And literally made a covenant with an enemy of God. And so he's out there in his chariot, and then the people that came to kill Ahab were coming after Jehoshaphat. And they were going to destroy Jehoshaphat. And he's like, you know, raising his horses, and the people are getting closer and closer, and he finally yells back to them, he says, listen, I'm not Ahab. He had to break his covenant with Ahab before this would stop. And as soon as they heard that, they backed off and they quit chasing him. But then a man takes an arrow and just shoots it into the air, and it just happens to come down, and it fulfills the word of the Lord, and it goes right into Ahab, and it kills Ahab, and he bleeds out on Naboth's property, a guy's property that he stole, you know, through his wife's manipulation. But anyway, just like God said. And so think about it. You can get in covenant with people who are adversarial towards God. You know, that even though they were established, they left the voice of the Lord, and now they're following their own voice, doing things they shouldn't be doing. And so Jehoshaphat, great that he's alive, right? He's going to go back to King of Judah and be the king of Judah there, to Judah. And what happens within a short period of time, he finds out within 24 hours he's going to be destroyed. 24 hours, there's a bigger country, bigger nation, bigger military coming after them. And they're for sure as dead, because there's no way they had the military strength and power to be able to defeat this enemy. And something took place so powerfully, the secret to success is about to be revealed, but I will share it to you right after this break. Join us after the break. We're talking about two secrets to being established and being successful. This is so important, the prophetic voice of the Lord. And we just left off with Jehoshaphat getting back to his nation, the Judah that he was ruling over. He has this army coming against him, and he calls this time, you know, for a prophet of the Lord. Remember, he called before for a prophet of the Lord, but he didn't pay attention. A lot of people says, you know, I want to go to church. You know, I want to hear a prophetic word of the Lord, but they don't listen to what's being said, and they don't succeed. But now he has troubles coming in where they're going to be destroyed in 24 hours. Maybe that's your life. Maybe right now you're about to face something. Maybe it's a business crisis. Maybe it's a ministry crisis. Maybe it's a relational crisis. You know, you're thinking, how could this be happening? Well, maybe the secret to your success is going to be hearing the voice of the Lord. So Jehoshaphat calls for all the people, women, children, husbands, everybody to come together. They called a prophet of the Lord, and the prophet of the Lord began to speak out and told them specifically what to do. And now when he heard it, he actually got everybody together. And this time, instead of ignoring the voice of the Lord, he actually spoke it over the people. And as a matter of fact, he talks about it in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. He's talking to all the people, and he says this. Take a look. And they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. So you believe in the Lord and you'll be established. A lot of people are established. It's legitimately established. But they left the voice of the Lord. They didn't consider the voice of the Lord. Success will come by the prophetic voice of the Lord. I mean, it's him leading us. My sheep know my voice and follow none other. I know we're covering a lot of details right here, but this whole series is going to be made available to you at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. But I just want to talk about it today to encourage you. You need to go and listen to this entire series. It's so powerful. God didn't leave us here without a witness. He didn't leave us here just to kind of figure things out on our own outside of him. He says he's our shepherd. He leads us by his voice. And what he did, he talks about very specifically. So remember, originally, Jehoshaphat called for a prophet when he was with Ahab, and he's like, yeah, okay, cool, we're going to go. It didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter what the pastor preached. It didn't matter what the prophet said. It didn't matter what the teacher taught. He just said, let's just go do it. Even though he heard the voice of the Lord, he didn't pay attention to it. But now he called for a prophet because he's about to die in 24 hours. And he said, listen, you know, let's heed to the voice of the Lord. Let's hear what he has to say. And we'll be established, and let's actually believe in the Lord. He'll establish us, but believe in his prophetic word, and we'll succeed. Which means God told him, listen, this is what you're going to have to do. And he said, you're going to need to go out and face the very thing that can destroy you, face to face. And I want you to march out and believe so much in the prophetic word of the Lord that you're going to sit here and go, I'm going to begin to praise God for the victory, because he told me already that the enemy's been defeated. The battle's not mine, but the battle's his. That's how God works. He works in us believing him and trusting him and trusting his voice. That's why it's so important for you to begin to abide with God and learn to hear his voice. And if you haven't learned how to abide yet, we have a simple free plan for you at iabide.org. iabide.org. God wants to lead you, but we have to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And so he's understanding God is kind of rebooting Judah under King Jehoshaphat, saying, listen, you left my voice, come back. And how he's doing that is allowing a large army to come against Israel, come against Judah. And he's telling him with the voice of the Lord saying, listen, I'll deal with the enemy, but you got to believe that I'll deal with the enemy. I will destroy the things about to destroy you, but you have to believe that I'm going to destroy the thing that's about to destroy you. And that's how God works. And so this is how I want you to prove it to me, that you believe the voice of the prophets. You're going to praise me for the victory. You're going to go out and face the enemy, march towards them, praising me and thanking me for the victory. And you'll find out when you get to them, I would have already defeated, my angelic host will go and defeat them, and all their wealth and all their stuff they have will be yours, but you have to believe me for this. And a lot of people are like, I want to hide out until you deal with the enemy, and then I'll show up and get my reward. It's like, no, we walk by faith and not by sight. God's looking for people that believe him. John G. Lake said that God will step up for 1 million people to get with one person who actually believe him. Of all the things we're called as Christians, we're called believers. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We believe that he was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life, that he died for our sins, and he was risen from the grave on the third day. And he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he sent his Spirit down at Pentecost to be able to walk with us and lead us. And he gave 5 gifts to the church. He talks about these 5 gifts in Ephesians chapter 4. You can see here, Ephesians chapter 4, he says, and he, Jesus, gave the to the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of Christ, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ so that we may be no longer children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the cunningness and craftiness and deceitful schemes. He goes on to say, you know, instead of that, we actually build each other up as we walk in the faith. So literally, when Jehoshaphat was going all over the place and getting in a relationship with people like Ahab that he shouldn't have, he was not listening to the gift that God gave to the church, which is the prophetic, to the people of God, which is the prophetic. Well, Jesus, when he went to go be with the Father, he gave the fivefold ministry. He gave apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers, and evangelists to be able to speak to us, and he will reveal things to us personally in dreams and visions through his scripture. God's word speaks, is living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates the dividing of thought and attitude of the heart. It lets you know what's going on. It divides a matter and helps you understand a matter. But also he speaks to your pastor. He speaks to a prophet that's established in the church. He speaks to an apostle. He speaks to teachers and evangelists, and you've got to listen because God is equipping us up. God can establish you. You can be born again believer, and you believe God for your salvation, but your life can be filled with chaos and bad relationships, bad business deals, you know, times where you're just under great, you know, turmoil, and it's like, you know, you got to listen to the voice of God. You believe in the Lord, and you're established. But you believe in his prophets and you'll succeed. And what it is God speaks a proceeding word. Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. In other words, it's continuing to come out of the mouth of God. So, you know, one guy says to his wife, he says, you know, I love you. And it's been like, you know, 20 years, and she hadn't heard him say, I love you, for 20 years. And so one day she asked him the question, you know, why don't you say you love me? And he says, I told you 20 years ago I love you, right? And that's how a lot of people are with God. They go, you know, I said a prayer 20 years ago, God. I got this thing. But what happens is a life of turmoil, a nation that goes in the wrong direction. We start messing up with our school system. We start messing up how we're doing church. We start getting established on traditions of men, and we left the ways of God. When God has he's an ever-present help in time of trouble. He's actually called us. He's established us. But guess what? We're dependent on our shepherd, our Lord, his voice. My sheep follow his voice, right? Hear his voice and follow none other. We have to tap in and to hear the voice of the Lord. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from this break, because this is so important. Since the adversary knows, since Satan knows, and all of his demonic realm know that we're led by the voice of the Lord, guess what? He's going to have a lot of false prophets and false teachers and false pastors and just all kinds of overload of saying things. And you still have to hunt for the voice of the Lord in the midst of all these voices that are not God. As a matter of fact, join us at the break and we'll go into the details. So we're talking about the secrets of being established and successful and the prophetic voice of the Lord. I think about, you know, we're talking about how God leads us through that, the voice, his voice, his spirit speaking to us. I think about Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, where Jesus says, for the word of God says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Think about that. Literally, Jesus, the testimony, all of his, everything about Jesus is prophecy. That means when your pastor is preaching under the anointing of God, the word of God to you, the scriptures of God, the teachings of Jesus, that's the prophetic word coming to you. When the prophetic word is coming from a prophet that's rightly related and connected and coming to you, that's a prophetic voice of the Lord. When you think about, this is how he leads us. And so the spirit of prophecy is not always just this person that's ever how you want to be able to describe that. But understanding that God leads us by the prophetic voice, that means, and the adversary knows this and he wants to try to deceive us, there's going to be a lot of voices out there. As a matter of fact, there's so many voices that there's so much information. You need to get connected to something just like this, like VFN TV, VFN KB, the VFN Dream Center. So important, because you got to get up under a prophetic voice so you can hear what God is saying, so you can not only be established, but you can be successful, because great things are coming, but success will happen in the context of following the voice of the Lord. And so you're looking at so many things being said in the name of God. People have stopped reading scripture and checking things, and that everything that's said needs to line up with scripture. Everything needs to be established in the presence of at least two or three witnesses. Even Jesus himself said that I come and I bear witness of myself, but my Father also bears witness of me. And that, you know, the first thing you want to do when you hear a prophetic word, you hear a teaching from a pastor or whatever it may be, you know, you need to check the Word of God. You need to find out what Scripture has to say about it. Does it line up with what God says? And if it doesn't, guess what? If it ain't Scripture, it ain't God. It's okay for you to disregard that, to let it go. It needs to line up with the Word. Mark Twain says, it's not the things in God's Word that I don't understand that bother me. It's the things that I do understand. When we get into God's Word, we're very careful about how we live our life, and we realize we need the grace of God and we need the voice of God. Wouldn't it be something if God just had us here on earth and he didn't even talk to us, he didn't even lead us, but yet somehow he expected us to be able to survive this thing? And it just won't happen outside the voice of God. You want the presence of God. You want the glory of God. You want the voice of the Lord in your life. And one way you can do that is by abiding with him, spending time with him. He says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in me and my scripture, my word abides in you, which is the spirit of prophecy, right? Jesus, testimony of Jesus. Then he says, us together will actually accomplish and bear fruit in your life. That's what he's saying, which means you'll succeed in your workplace, you'll succeed in your marriage, you'll succeed in your family, you'll succeed in your ministry, you'll succeed in your church. If, in fact, you actually believe God, you'll be established, but believe his prophetic voice, the word of the Lord, and follow the word of the Lord and abide with him. Now, if you don't have an abiding plan, and people really just want a simple plan, we have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. Request your simple plan today, and it'll come to you right away in your email. It's pretty cool. So you're looking at, you know, so So many voices are being said today, it's almost like information overload. And some people, maybe some of you, have gotten a prophetic word before and you didn't check it and they weren't rightly related and they were just kind of out there and they said they were a prophet. They said they were, you know, they heard the voice of the Lord and you got hurt. You got hurt. You're like, you know, I'm just forget about it. I don't want anything to do with that. You can't disregard the voice of the Lord. You're still going to need to know the voice of the Lord. I understand that you're hurt and I understand that, you know, understand that the adversary comes continually trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But don't let him steal your success. Don't let him steal your destiny that he has in store for you. He's a liar. You know, he says, Jesus says, when he lies, he speaks his native language. You know, he's not only a liar, but he's a father of lies. When his lips are moving, when Satan's lips are moving, or his captive's lips are moving, they're not telling the truth. They may mix a little truth in there, but it's not truth. That's why you got to get up under a man of God, a person of God who knows the Lord, who's anointed, and bring your whole family up under that pastor, up under that shepherd to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, that prays for you, that teaches the whole word of God in a loving way, loves your family. It's just so important. If you don't have one, I want to encourage you. You know, maybe the VFN Dream Center Church is for you. You can find out more details right here on your screen, but you can join us maybe this Sunday coming up, either online or in person at 10:15 at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard. We would love to be able to have you right there. But wherever you're at, get up under a pastor that loves God. There's so many people today that's being faced with the question is it okay to just shift, you know, from what God says in his word? Is it okay? Okay, let's be politically correct. And it's like, as a believer, you don't have a choice. You have to honor God. But God is not a God that hates. He loves. And so we're supposed to speak the truth in love. And the biggest thing about God's word is like, it's the church that needs to line up with God's word. The world is not ever going to line up with what God's word says. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. God's saying specifically, it's actually the church that needs to get right with God. I know we don't have much time right here, but I just want to tell you right now, if you haven't yet, you know, made that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, or maybe you just, you know, you just are backsliding. You left God. You know, you need to get back with God. This is the moment right now. You got to say, you know what, God, I'm going to get serious with you. I want to survive what's coming. I want to hear your voice. And I want to believe you. If that's you, I want you to pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, that's right. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. Forgive me where I've sinned against you and I've sinned against others. And I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's right. In Jesus' name. Well, welcome to the family of God. Write to us. Call us. We have some information for you. I want to pray with you for everybody right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience, Lord, that they would hear the prophetic voice of the Lord. God, I ask you, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third grade awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.